You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with, I'm going to say it, my good friend Jake Bergman. I want to thank you, Jake, for coming back on the show and talking about medical marijuana and being our conduit to the medical marijuana industry. Let's talk about what's going on here in the state of Florida, because I think everybody's really interested. The thing they're most interested in is what's going on with the flower, which is the plant, and John Morgan's having a lawsuit, and when's that going to hear and what's going on? Because I got to believe that if I'm a Republican, I want this over before the election.
You'd think so. This is a very bipartisan issue, right? Not something like politician, but seriously, 90% of people support this. It's more popular than the 4th of July and baseball. In fact, it's probably much more popular than baseball these days.
Hey, now, I've got friends at the Marlins.
But no, this is something where, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the Republicans have been a little bit slower to see how popular it is, and so they tend to act after the Democrats tend to threaten to run it as a campaign issue.
How about the, like, last Speaker of the House, the guy that smoked cigarettes? Boehner, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he come out for this?
Yeah, he did. He actually joined the board of another company called Acreage out of New York. Of course, he used to be a pretty vocal opponent of cannabis legalization. Listen, this is just an educational effort. You know, as soon as you sit down with people, have a conversation, explain what it is, you know, you realize that no one's truly opposed to this.
My brother-in-law, the poor guy, has to have CBD for his back. He lives in Georgia, so the poor guy is forced to eat these aftermarket nasty gummy bears that, like, if you eat a bag, it's got as much as a dropper from Florida. So as the states continue to have differing policies, and there's a states' rights thing going on in here, you've got to figure there's a tipping point with the federal government, and is that coming?
I honestly think we're there. To be totally honest, you know, we've seen more legislation introduced this year than I think in the past 5 or 7 years combined in terms of cannabis legislation. I was just with Charlie Crist, the former governor and current congressman, earlier this week, who introduced a bill to provide medical marijuana to members of the VA to make sure that our veterans who have PTSD aren't criminalized and put in jail and taken off of their other medications just because they're using medical cannabis.
You know, and then there's also the conflict out there between the people that have the gun license and the people that have the marijuana card. I have both. I have the concealed weapons thing and the marijuana card. I have really bad back. I've been taking a lot of bad medication. It's got a lot of side effects. I hate it. So I have Dr. Michelle on all the time. I'm working with her to try to get this out of my system. But, you know, there's got to be more holistic approaches to this, and there's got to be little nuances within those 400 different varieties that can help people.
There are. That's the reason this isn't a pharmaceuticalized product, right? Is that you have literally so many variations. So the FDA is designed to do single molecule, single condition, double blind, placebo controlled study. If you have a slightly different variation, like every single strain, every single harvest of every single strain will be different. It's like a fine wine, and so it's not the exact same every time. And certain things work better for other people. And if it's not addictive and it's not going to kill them, why are we prohibiting it?
I really don't know. And that's the biggest thing I have to say about the whole thing is I just don't know why we're not doing it. It's a bipartisan issue. You know, last election cycle, they said that, well, the Democrats will be behind it. It'll turn out all the Democrats. Now the Republicans are behind it because the Republicans are, but who isn't for our veterans, for crying out loud? So the real question comes down to how do we make it palatable for America? And you've been in the meetings. Tell me what the answer is.
And it already is palatable for America. You don't have to do anything.
Okay, so how do I get it across the finish line? What's next?
I think the next thing, and this is something that I've already some folks on, is we really want to start pushing for more, you know, advocacy from people and from patients in D.C. Because there really isn't anyone who's really against this. There are 90% of Americans who support it. And so I think that, you know, as we can work as an industry and concerned citizens to actually share our stories and share this message, you know, it's democracy. At the end of the day, if you're calling your elected official, they're going to hear those calls and they're eventually going to make a move on it. And I just think that people kind of, you know, they aren't pursuing it as actively as they should be.
Well, maybe we need to put in the dispensaries little phone numbers where people call and have a little tear sheet where the people can call. Hey, do you like your relief that you got or your calmness? And just put the little kiosks in the place. Oh, we're going to have to talk about this offline. So anyway, Jake, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. Anything new coming in? Last time you were in, it was the brand new transdermal patches that you were going to be releasing. Anything new coming along?
We have new strains coming. Two things that are new that are on the way. That's at Certera. We have a new strain, RSOG. I don't know if I'm supposed to announce that yet or not.
That's, well, you just did.
I know. It's dangerous when they let me go
you
on.
You just did.
Talking to the marketing folks. But we're going to have some new strains coming out, and we're also going to be very soon launching Certera soft gels.
Tell me more.
Soft gels are
no more dropper under my tongue.
No more. Well, you can still get the dropper if you'd like it, but
I'd love
you also
it.
Like to get 5 or 10 milligrams in a single pill. That's just like any other pill you would take. We'll have that too. So that'll be used for clinical trials. That was one of the big things that Wrigley was investing in. The ability to do clinical trials, and we need those perfectly dosed instruments to do them. And
you know what? You're right. Yeah, that's That is that is the nuance that's required. Is a unique perfection on the dosage. That is one of the things. It's still an art form. Dosing yourself is still an art form. Dosing yourself, dose it. We'll talk about that off the air. All right. Well, listen, we've had a great show today. We're here live. I want to thank the Swan family and John Morgan and the rest of the folks that have thrown this party in support of Nicole Freed. That's right. I'll say it. My niece, who's going to be the next egg commissioner here in the state of Florida. I want to thank my good friend Jake over here, who's making the world a better place, making it well for all of us. And I want to thank you, Wanda, back in the studio, for making us sound so good and look so good. And, of course, I want to thank Fluffy.